your foot in the door, you could be changing some lives. You've got them waiting on your words so you can touch their minds. So will you use it for vanity or to try to inspire? Do you blow your own trumpet? Is it all about you? Would it matter if they listen but they didn't know who? Without a face or a name, would you still be the same? Would you bother performing? Would you do what you do?
Are you driven to free their minds? Are you trying to captivate them? Do you take the stage for yourself? For collective elevation?
So do you feel the need to validate your existence? Do you recognize the need to give your share of assistance? Is the story in your mind, need them to see your face? Is what you give to everyone with all the time that you take? Are you posting a pussy cause you want some attention? Or is she the key to our collective ascension? Are the arguments in parliament a show about best? Because if this is elevation, it's one hell of a mess. Would it matter if the world didn't know you exist? If what you had to say was said through surrogate lips, would it underfeed your egotistical bits? Is your agenda conflicted as you listen to this? Should they believe in you or in their own potential? Do they need to see you? Is it consequential? Is it not enough to know you're making a difference? Let's stop wasting our time with what isn't essential, bro.
Are you driven to free their minds? Are you trying to captivate them? Do you take the stage for yourself? For collective elevation?
Australia has some of the highest paid politicians in the world. Does a leader really need 10 times more than those on an average wage? When a system is geared to use enormous salaries to attract great thinkers, what type of great thinkers will be generally attracted? Ones focused on personal profit in the face of great inequity. Greed is the fear of insecurity. It wants to defeat rivals. So the community's interests tend to take a backseat as a secondary priority.
Is it important to you identity? Individualism makes individual enemies. When we focus on each other's individual face, well, I'm thinking that's holistically an ignorant place. Imagine life blind and all our names are Joe Blow and all our voices are the same, then how would I know? Every notion anonymous in the human collective, each idea contribute to just another perspective. Do you think that the worst would raise its ugly head? Do you think that our thoughts are often best left unsaid? Is it if I don't hear them, then I don't have to fear them? And if ignorance is bliss, then leave psychology dead. Our issues are collective, good with living as one, but we want glory or punishment for everything that is done. And our fear of each other stops us having any fun. So drop your ego, drop your fear for our elevation.